It's the John Jay and Rich Radio Program.
Two names, four hosts,
and a whole lot of fun.
It's John Jay and Rich.
So Peyton was sharing with us some stuff going on in her world with her boyfriend. And I shared the whole advice my dad's always said, guests and fish both smell after 3 days. But you have it's like a one-bedroom apartment, not even a one-bedroom apartment, it's like a studio.
It's not a studio, it's a one-bedroom. It's like a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, but we don't have a living room, really. It's like we have our couches, and then we have a coffee table, and that's it, and then a big TV. So, like, we eat dinner on the couch.
I love that, by the way.
I hate it.
You'd rather sit at the table?
We don't have enough. Well, the couch is fine. I'm just saying, like, in general, where we're at, we just don't have enough space.
Okay. And so, what happened, and what's been the last couple weeks like, and then what's the new thing?
So, for the last 3 weeks, Kadeem, my boyfriend, his little brother, Christian, has been in town. He plays baseball, so he came in to train with one of my best friend's dad, who played in the MLB once upon a time. Mm-hmm. So, he's working out with him for 3 weeks, trying to get him to go to a JUCO out here to play for a baseball program, probably like Chandler Gilbert or Mesa Community, I don't know, one of them. And he's been here. And he was supposed to leave last week. Christian was supposed to leave last week. Christian didn't leave until last night, until 9 p.m. So he has been here. He was here for 3 weeks. And as soon as Kadeem and Christian walked out of the door to go take Christian to the airport last night, there's this viral trend of Ja Morant. He's kind of been in the headlines a little bit for some controversy with, like, you know, just breaking some NBA rules, whatever. And there's this viral trend, and John Morant goes, "It's a parade inside my city, eh?" Literally, as they walk down the house, I yell, "It's a parade inside my city, eh?" I was so excited.
What's the first
that
thing?
They were gone.
What's the first thing you're going to do? Because you got the place kind of to yourself without, like, roomies and homies.
Yeah, well, the first thing that I did last night was take my pants off and sat in my living room area with just a big t-shirt and no pants. It was so funny because as we got home, Kadeem, I, like, got out of the shower and I didn't put, like, any pants on after I just had my big t-shirt on. And he, like, looked at me and he was like, "I just gotta say, I'm so glad that you're not wearing those boxers anymore." So he loved the fact that I also don't have to wear pants anymore. So it was great for both of us. I finally got some alone time with my boyfriend, and I kind of miss Christian. Like, this morning, I was like, "Oh, he's not on the couch," but also I'm so glad he's not here anymore.
So you take being naked for granted.
Mm. I did, but it was really nice though, because I did get to spend a lot of time with Christian, and I got to know him a lot better. And that's kind of what, like, has been my thing. I got to hang out with Kadeem's little sister a couple weeks ago, one-on-one. So I've really gotten to know his siblings and that kind of stuff. And Kadeem is all about his family. Like, his big thing, the whole reason why I think I fell in love with this man, is, like, he is so family-oriented. And, like, the women in his life, he loves the women in his life. Like, he would do anything for them. And
well,
so,
that's good. That's a good thing. He knows how to treat women. That's great for you.
Right, and he loves his little brother, and it was different for Kadeem, too, because Kadeem and Christian are 7.5 years apart, so Kadeem's never really gotten to, like, hang out with his little brother in a way where it's like, "Oh, you're kind of my homie," like, "You're not just my little brother anymore." So, like, me and Christian, like, we went out, and we hung out, and Kadeem got to hang out with him, and it was, like, a really good time for all of us, but it was about time for him to go.
You've been saying, because you're going to New York with Kadeem pretty soon, and you keep pushing out there that you're hoping that you get engaged.
Yes.
Did you, like, poke around with Christian and ask him, "Is your brother, did he get a ring?"
Oh, yeah. Of course, I was in his ear. It was so funny. Yesterday, my mom and my dad and myself and Kadeem went to dinner, and I started talking about it, and I was showing my mom, like, what kind of wedding ring I want, like, what style. And Kadeem was, like, looking at me crazy. My dad was, like, kind of entertaining the thought, too. And Kadeem had said something. He was like, "Well, at the wedding," he was like, "My best man's having a speech," or something like that. And he looked at me and he was like, "Wait, what wedding?" And I was like, "I caught you." I was like, "There's something going on. I got in your head." He was like, "Why do you keep talking about a wedding ring?" And I was like, "Because you need to get with my grandma and my mom, and y'all need to go hit up Macy's or wherever you go and get jewelry and start picking me out a wedding ring, because we're leaving in a month." And he was just like,
stress
okay.
For this guy.
You should let him know that Stacy, since you've asked her, my wife, about, she's already got a lookbook for wedding palettes for you.
Can't
for
wait.
Colors.
Can't
it's,
wait.
It's ready to go. All ready.
All right, Pippin. Well, congratulations on your freedom, being
Thank
able to
you.
Walk around the house with no underwear on.
Thank you. A monumental day.